Our scene opens on a group of contest winners in the middle of their tour of the legendary Wonka Chocolate Factory.
Wait, before we go on, I must show you this. Lickable wallpaper for nursery school walls. Go ahead, try it. The oranges taste like oranges. The raspberries taste like raspberries. The schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
Schnozberry? Who ever heard of a schnozberry?
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of a dream.
And scene.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Dr. Nick.
How's it, Nick?
Hey, Samurai, I really like your We Got Movie Sign thing, but man, you couldn't find one with Joel in it instead of stupid Mike? Come on. Anyway, greetings, everybody. Welcome to the 89th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One. With me as always. Sorry, Chaos 72, Sneaky Beat 15, Ray and Ian, the Puzzle Warriors.
Excuse me.
Oh, come on, dude.
Sorry. I had some cucumber slices with my dinner and they are...
On purpose?
Yeah, cucumbers are delicious.
But... Oh, God, they're disgusting.
Wow, they're good. They're one of my favorite flavors.
Stink?
As a matter of fact, they smell delicious. They smell wonderful. So we're on polar opposite ends of this. And, my favorite Gatorade flavor is cucumber lime. It's fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah.
No way. It's all about the fierce raisin.
I didn't even know that was a... Is that a flavor?
It is in Canada.
It is for freaking Canadians.
How is that different than grape?
It's not.
It turns out that some morons, like this moron, did not realize that when you're in Canada, that when they print things in French, the French for grape is raisin.
Oh.
So it was fierce raisin. I'm like, I want to try fierce raisin. That sounds amazing. It was just grape.
You fool.
So I don't know. So I don't think I ever looked up. What do they actually call raisins?
If you flip it over and look at the other side, it just said grape.
Yeah. But anybody out there in the universe, if you know French, what do you call a raisin? It better not be something dumb, just like dehydrated, raisin.
Like, why not?
Because dehydrated grape, that's too many words. It needs its own word.
Okay.
The only thing where I will abide cucumber is in a Hendrick's gin.
Sure, that sounds yummy too.
Hendrick's is delicious. And it has some cucumber, but not enough to make me vomit.
Although I would definitely eat a bowl of dehydrated grape bran.
All right. First things first, Ian, I'm sure your answer is no, so I'm just going to skip your question.
Uh-oh.
And go straight to the, for the love of God... Run, do not walk, to the nearest movie theater and go see Guardians. It is the best thing you've ever seen.
Wow. That can't be true.
Amazing.
I can guarantee you, without even a second's hesitation, that that is not an accurate representation of that movie.
Best Marvel movie ever.
I haven't seen it, so I can't argue that.
It's just downright tremendous.
Ugh.
It is super, super funny.
Huh.
That I believe.
Like, I didn't think anything was going to top Deadpool. This topped Deadpool. I think my favorite part is that Kurt Russell, at one point in the movie, looks like a fat Jim Morrison, and it is tremendous.
Okay.
Yeah, it definitely didn't push me to see the movie.
It did for me. That's solid gold. I love me some
fat... I love Kurt Russell.
Some fat, bloated pre-death Jim Morrison. That's right, that pre-time right before L.A. Woman, where he was just laying around in France doing all the drugs and before he killed himself. Great.
Sounds legendary.
Alright, let's talk about this here thing. Alright, so this is the week of May 10th through May 17th, 2017. For your Deadpool dailies, kids, Wednesday, Black Hulk, Thursday, Purple Falcon, Friday, Black Psylocke, Saturday, Yellow Beast, Sunday, Green Bullseye, Monday, Blue Cap, Tuesday, Yellow Sentry, and next Wednesday is Red Punisher. In the 5-day four-star crash. Speaking of which, saw a busted telephone pole today of the Titans.
You did?
Yeah, it was funny. Like the bus was just trying to make a turn and cut the turn too close. So all you heard was as the telephone pole dragged itself down the side of the tour bus.
Oh, okay. That was funny. That's not what you said. That's not what we asked. No. And then it became a different story.
Bus had a telephone pole.
We asked if you did.
Oh,
and you
no.
said, yeah, I definitely did. It was funny.
No, I said a bus and a telephone pole.
You said I busted a telephone pole.
No, I saw a bus hit a telephone pole.
My goodness.
Jeebus.
These Western PA accents are too much.
In a Western town with playing walls. Eastern boys, Western girls. Western girls.
So a bus hit a telephone pole, collapsing the entire pole?
No, it just scuffed up the bus a bunch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So coming up on the 8th is, or was on the 8th, was Sue Richards. That one was super, super easy for me. How did you guys do?
Equally easy for me. I did not sell her back. I have her at a reasonably high level. Nothing great, but like 209 with 11 or 12 covers, and was able to beat up Quicksilver with no assistance from boosts or anything.
Ray, did you recover?
Nope.
Oof.
I am out of boosts, and I've played 16 or 17 times, and nope. Yeah, it turns out doing like 200 points of damage max on a match is, it takes a long time to try and get through that, and then he gets, I can survive one of his area attacks, not two. So,
sure.
Yeah, kind of frustrating, but meh, kind of expected, because I only have two yellow, and level 86 or whatever it is just isn't enough.
Right. For important news, yeah, we got to cover this. Currently, what is it? Second period, 1-0 Pens.
Oh, I was like, give me a hint. I have no idea.
We have to defeat the dirty, disgusting Capitals and their filth team.
So
only in a Capitals fan's mind is it perfectly okay to cross-check someone to the teeth and think that shouldn't be a penalty. Ugh. Stupid Capitals. All their stupid fans.
Speaking of that.
Huh?
I said speaking of that.
Yes?
Well, no, just the way you described them. Made a little bit of a segue. I have recently, and I can remedy this at any time, I just haven't gotten around to it, ran out of deodorant, so I've been using an organic deodorant that my wife purchased.
Oh, that sounds
I smell terrible. Like, I can't even begin to tell you how bad I smell. Like, it's not even as bad as my normal, like, body odor, which is weird. It smells like Big Mac special sauce. This is that mixed with, like, struggling, like, organic deodorant, and it's much worse somehow.
It's not one of the super hippie ones where it's just a crystal that they tell you will take away your smells?
No.
Like a homemade vegan something, or?
No, it's not. It's like Tom's brand.
Oh, all Tom's.
All natural.
I only buy Tom's for toothpaste.
Right.
Slick 1605 asks if the wife was mad at you.
Well, she's gotta be if he comes to bed stinking at night.
Right, could be. I don't know if it was indirect. No, I'm sure I'll
She's gonna
make
say
some
get
time.
Out of bed, go shower, and then you could go to sleep.
Probably. I'll make some time tomorrow to go to the grocery store and replace my missing deodorant.
Well, really, I mean, she's just punishing herself at this point, so.
Yeah. that'll teach her to buy Tom's.
And then coming up on the 13th is going to be Carnage versus, you know, somebody.
Mm.
If only we had a spreadsheet that would tell me what this is.
Yeah,
I'd win for not providing it to me every week.
There's no reason to remember, but you are Carnage and you're fighting someone. Don't you fight Venom?
Sure.
I don't remember if that's true or not, but it does in my mind. But
now the Carnage is semi-fixed again. It
should
be okay.
He certainly is.
I'm actually enjoying him more now that he just automatically makes them without having to wait for people to fire powers.
Right. Yeah, he's good. He is. I have been on Fridays listening to a podcast called Puzzle Warriors 3, and they recommend a game called Marvel Puzzle Quest. So I've been playing it recently. And last night I saw a fight between, for the first Avenger PvP. And I said, ooh, I want 66 points. And then I was like, but do I really want to fight Cap, Carnage, and four-star Carol? The answer, it turns out, is I definitely don't.
Yeah.
I got beat so savagely, and his tiles do so much more damage than they should. It was just ridiculous.
I've been living it up in the simulator with my dream team. It's Carnage, Medusa, Mr. Fantastic. It's been awesome. I got way too many points way too early in the simulator. I think I sent you guys a photo of one of the matches that came up.
Right, where it was 4-star or 5-star Widow, 5-star Thanos, and 5-star Strange?
Yeah, and the lowest level one was 541.
Right.
I tried to play one match. I don't think it was those three. It was definitely Strange and Thanos and somebody else. I think it might have been Old Man Meatbag.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't pay attention to their levels. I just went ahead and played it. And I'm doing some stuff. I fired off one power.
Mm-hmm.
Strange killed one of my people outright with one attack. Thanos killed the other two. Like, the game lasted long enough for me to fire one power, and then it was over. I was like, okay then.
When you're fighting a lineup like that, if the one power that you're firing isn't a souped up whales, you've lost.
Yeah, I think that's...
Or a stun for Strange, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so... lesson learned, I am not ready to compete with those sorts of people.
According to the wiki, he was against Doc Ock last time.
Yeah, that's plausible too.
Mm.
Oh, he is always against Doc Ock because Doc Ock's shuffle, when it blows up tiles, does a lot of damage to you.
Oh, then he'll keep giving me the neater.
Yeah, yep. He does. His manipulation and his whatever neater is really called. Man, I hate that one.
I just hate the animation. I really just wish they would change that picture because it just bugs me. It just so gets under my nerves. Like, every time I see it, it just makes me so angry. So anyway.
Insult to injury? I think that's what it's called.
Sure.
Yeah, it is.
Carnage. So, I'm assuming I'm going to win that one. I don't know where you guys have Carnage.
Nowhere. I'll probably lose.
I have about a 5-5-1.
Oh, you'll win.
I probably need to put some ISO on them, and I don't have enough ISO, so.
Yeah, this new Symbiote's Eyes, where if you have enough ISO, you don't hurt yourself. That is the stuff.
Yeah.
It chews through people.
So we'll see. I'll wait till about 2/3 of the way through the show, and then I'll tell you where my Carnage is at when no one it's no longer relevant and no one cares.
Did you mean AP?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry. Mine's level 276, so I read my Carnage at 553, because green's just not that good. But it doesn't matter, because I don't care about that part. All right, what do we got? Tick of Steve's is running right now. 10 to 19,000 get you Daredevil, 32,000 get you the new Rocket and Baby Groot, 16,000 for the CP, top 10 folks get Spider-Woman, and 11 to 50 is Patch. Simulator Storyline is the next, 7,500 and 13,500 is Patch, 22,500 for the Spider-Woman, 42,000 for the CP, top 10 is Mordo, and 11 to 50 is Quicksilver. And then there's also going to be a Rocket and Groot mini event called Backup Plan. So if you play through that, that should net you a few thousand ISO there, like the Star-Lord one did. Over in the Morris Day in the Time season.
O-E-O-E-O.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Simulator, you get some She-Hulk, some Lazy Caps, and if you make it all the way to the end, you get a Yellow Cloak and Dagger. And then right now we've got Weapon Tex-Mex is running, 800 Purple Deadpool, 900 Purple Kate Bishop, 1200 for the CP, top 5 is New Rocket and Baby Groot, and 6 to 50 is Ragnarok. So there you go. Let's move to the news.
It's all in the news.
The news. R126, which had a problem this week.
Yeah.
There was a period of time where if you installed it on iOS, you could no longer access your save file, so you started back over in a tutorial. So luckily, I didn't update before that news came out and was able to hold off until they fixed it. But now fixed. For the other things, all it is an announcement. There's no hint this week. Just an announcement. Hey, new Guardians of the Galaxy events and characters. Several issues fixed with Heroes for Hire.
Would you like a hint?
Okay.
It's Gamora.
Thanks.
Nice hint.
I'm sure they told us this already.
Yes, we already covered that. But no new hint. Nothing. Favreau, let's see. And Heroes for Hire, only 4 stars are visible when leveling to shield rank 30. The correct 4-star character is now visible when leveling to shield rank 30. Daily bundles will always display the bundle ending the earliest on the left. Purchasing a bundle that gives tokens will properly update the navigation arrows at the top of the screen if there were not any tokens to redeem previously. The ends in time on the chapter select screen will now always display the correct amount of time in minutes. The text displayed when every bundle has been purchased is now centered correctly, and the button in the Heroes for Hire store has a pressed down animation now. So, lots of fixes for the store. The game should no longer crash when minimizing while it's loading. Not sure how many often that comes up. Usually when I'm launching a game, I don't instantly minimize it. That seems weird. Passive power behavior has been updated to address some inconsistencies with how passive powers play off each other, as well as address some issues where passive powers were not firing during match cascades. It doesn't say which powers were changed, just
interesting
passives.
I'm wondering if Thanos' passive power will still trigger off of Doctor Strange's passive.
Yeah, I don't know. And the next level text for Old Man Meatbag's power, Reluctant Hero, now more accurately lists what the next level of the power will be. Updates for multiple power states. It says, hey, this is a post by Brigby. It says, hey, everyone, we've gone through the various characters in the game, added the ability to view multiple states of their powers where applicable. There are several characters that aren't on this list, though, namely Iceman, Bruce Banner, and Ant-Man. They will have more time to address when we fix in a future patch. Changes will go live on Thursday. So 3-star Hawk Guy, his full quiver now tells you all of what it does. And Vision, Solar Beam now tells you what Heavy Strike and Light Disruption do.
And what does Full Quiver do?
Fires all those arrows.
Shoots that poison arrow.
Sorry, man, I was not playing along at all there. I totally dropped the ball. Boo earns on me.
Indeed.
Dang. Totally missed a chance to sing. You know what is awesome, though? Featured prominently in Guardians of the Galaxy is the song Brandy, and I love that song. Song's so good.
It's not that good. Calm down.
Yes, it is.
It's really not. It's a fine song, but it's not worth getting worked up over.
No, but she's a fine girl. What yeah. A good wife she would be.
Yeah, that doesn't
but
make something a great song.
My lover, my lady, is the sea.
Yeah.
See the movie, get back to me.
I'm sure I will see the movie. Again,
it's totally, you know.
A song about some broad that sailors want to date is not that great.
It's a great song. And the sailors say, Brandon, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. All right, 4-star X-23, holding back, now tells you what Berserker Frenzy does. Venom, Agent Venom's military might now tells you what Alien Weakness does. Punisher to the max, Punish now tells you reveals Army of One. Nova, Takeoff shows you Rocket Man. Moon Knight, Lunacy now tells you what all of that does. The aspect of the Kahonshu. Mark Spector and Mr. Knight. Miles Hide and Seek gives you Surprise. Gwenpool, Deus Ex Machina gives you Chekhov's Gun. And Modern Blade Hunger gives you Bloodlust. In 5-star Land, Living Legend will now show you Still Sharp. Die Hard will show you Old Habits. Reluctant Hero will show you Finish the Fight. And Phoenix from the Ashes will show you Phoenix Force. So there you go.
Cool.
When it shows you Phoenix Force, does it just say, just give up?
It'll say, you've waited too long. Yeah. You have lost. Stop playing this game and go do something else. Because you have lost this match. And then the latest thing that just came out today from Brigby as well. They've updated some powers to interact with team-up tiles. So good news for Switch fans like this guy. Wanda's Hexbolt can only target basic tiles. However, random tiles selected around the tile can now destroy team-up tiles. And more importantly, Arcane Incantation, when it activates, can now go back to converting surrounding team-up tiles, as well as other basic tiles, into purple. Hooray!
That is indeed more importantly. Because, again, maybe I'm not that effective of a player, but if you're firing off Hexbolt, you either have no one else who has green,
yeah,
or you're just bored and crazy.
Sometimes it's okay if you need to get rid of some tiles.
Yeah.
You know. It's not great.
No.
And then Rhodey's Gatling Gun can now destroy surrounding team-up tiles as well.
Hmm.
So, big boost for Switch, and no one uses Rhodey, so who cares?
I did space on it for a second. As soon as you said Rhodey's Gatling Gun, I was like, who? I thought you were... I didn't know who you were talking about. And then I, oh yeah, that guy.
In other news, I think we talked a little bit last week about the iOS privacy settings thing.
Hmm?
Yeah.
That has seemed to mostly help. I've had to hit that button a couple of times. And it also seems to help to change the setting that says limit ad tracking and turn that off.
Oh, I don't know about you, but it seems to have helped to do the new iOS update.
Yeah.
My
yeah,
God,
that's
it's
what I was
100% doing. Fixed.
No, mine isn't. Sometimes I will have the big green button. I will hit it, and it will nothing will happen. I'll just go back to the game screen.
Oh, man. Not only am I getting it almost every time I play a match on iOS, I'm getting a variety of ads again.
Hmm. Now, I'm getting almost the same ad every time for some Rise of Kings or something.
Rise of Kings I got. I got some Star Wars stuff again, more advertisements for Ibotta.
I did get Timelines once or whatever that one's called.
What's that?
The Star Trek one.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a game.
Yeah,
I've heard from multiple sources since the update. It's a lot more ads have been coming through.
Yeah, so the times where I've had the green button that nothing happens, I went in, hit the reset again, and then it's worked again for a while. So
sure.
I'm not sure what the deal is with that, but if you're having that problem, give it a go. Let's hit the mailbags and see what Willy Lumpkin has brought to us this week.
Willy Lumpkin, the Baxter Building, yes?
I'm going to interrupt you already.
Of course you
are. I'm a jerk. So speaking of mail... Shout out to Alpha Team,
who
sent me a sweet bottle of This Guy beer. I sent Ray, I think Ray's posting it on our website, I think where the patrons are.
It's not there yet.
Okay. But it's a double IPA that is 8% booze, and it's got a complete sad-looking dude on the front who's wearing a big chain that says Juicy.
Nice.
But so, thanks to Alpha Team, I super appreciate it.
Right, sounds
that
like
is an awesome gift.
Sounds like Gene has a new drink of choice. Gene Dixon, that is.
Yeah, this guy.
Oh. Yeah, the world famous.
I'm not sure if he can get this beer where he lives, but if you can, there you go.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go down to Wegmans see if they carry it.
All right, on to the mailbag.
Yeah, get with it.
So it brought to you by Willy Lumpkin, whose superpower is he can wiggle his ears real good. First thing that I have is from RMF Nord. He said, Stephen King is a tiny kitty national treasure, you cretins. Parandiak also followed up with, I really can't stand Stephen King. Glad I'm not alone.
Like you said, Stephen King for me has always been summed up by that one little vignette on Family Guy where Stephen King's walked into his publisher's office and the publisher's like, all right, what do you got for me this time? And Stephen King's looking around the room and goes, there's a haunted desk lamp. And he picks up the lamp. He's like, oh. And the publisher just looks at him stone-faced and says, just when can I have it?
So I want to point out, though, I don't read any of his books and probably never will. But I did want to point out that Stephen King has been responsible for a whole slew of really good movies. Books converted to movie.
Tell me more.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, that was solid.
Mm-hmm.
The Shining.
Yeah.
Even, that was solid.
Even the stuff they like, Stand By Me.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
It, The Stand.
It is one of my favorites, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got. The Green Mile.
I've never seen that. Is that good?
Me neither.
It's good. It's a good movie.
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen The Stand.
Salem's Lot.
You didn't see The Sand? Did I see Salem's Lot? No,
Sam
didn't see that
an old one. That's from way back.
No, yeah, those, a real one. Yeah, those
Pet
ones
Cemetery,
are
Cemetery, Cujo.
Meh.
Firestarter.
Oh, it was okay.
Hey. No bad talk about Firestarter now. Starring the hottest woman on the planet.
Yeah, we know.
Let me throw one out here that I didn't even know was a Stephen King movie, The Running Man.
Yeah.
That's a Stephen King?
That's
a Richard Bachman story.
That movie.
I said the stuff written under not his name is way better than the stuff that has his name on it.
That is
The Running Man is one of the greatest things
that
ever.
That is one of the greatest pieces of American cinema ever shown.
It is! Who loves you and who do you love?
Oh, dude,
Killian!
I hope you left enough room for my fist because I'm going to jam it down your throat. Break your spine. I don't... Here's the thing. Did either of you watch the trailer for Dark Towers?
I did.
Oh.
I have not in recent memory been so upset by a trailer that as I was when I watched this one. It looks horrendous. Like, I don't read, so I didn't know what the story was about. I was like, yeah, it's a story about, you know, some evil dude and a gunslinger, and it's going to be a cool movie. And then the trailer tells me that it all exists in the mind of a child, and I was like, I'm out! And I'm furious.
It's like that last episode of St. Elsewhere.
See, I didn't get that from
it's not
from the trailer.
The child is the bridge between our universe and theirs.
Yeah,
he is just an unnecessary turd of a character that would have been an otherwise cool movie. And it also, from what I can tell, seems like, not that I'm not sick of trilogies, but it seems like they tried to take like a, what, 6-book miniseries and make it one movie. So that doesn't bode well.
Probably not. I thought they were going to do multiple movies. If it's one movie, that's...
Yeah, so we will see. But yeah, I don't know that he's a national treasure, but, you know, there's been some good works.
Sure.
Just, what's that, what's that really, really bad one? There's the people, and there's the alien, and of course, that's all of them. What am I kidding?
That Dreamcatcher is what you're thinking of.
Yes!
Yeah.
Oh my god, damn, that thing is terrible. It is so awful.
The book starts out awful.
The movie is even worse than the book.
But it starts out really good. The movie starts out very interesting, and I got really into it, and then like halfway through, I went, what is going on?
Oh, man, I can't stand one. That one. So awful. Man. And update, 2-0 Pens.
Nice. And that was good. When it comes to any sort of trivia-style game, Craig, you are my best partner. Yeah, what's that one movie where there are actors and stuff happens? Oh, Dreamcatcher. Yes!
Ian, I would like to point out that any time we had to play Pictionary,
we have dominated.
We are the winners. Yeah, because it turns out Ian can, like, I don't draw, because I don't draw. Like, I am the worst artistic person ever in the history of the universe. However, Ian can draw 2 sticks on the board with a carrot, and I will instantly know that that means, you know, like, coyote. I'm not sure why that'll be, you know, but... Like, it's, we can sit there and we can just hammer that game.
That's true. One of the better parts of the holidays. But also, only slightly related, I think it's R.M. Fanord.
Oh, that's probably true.
What?
That would make more sense.
Yeah.
What's an R.M. Fanord?
The user handle who commented on Stephen King.
Oh, okay.
Ray usually calls him R.M.F. Nord, and I said, no, I think it's R.M. Fanord.
There's no spaces.
Yeah, no. I know. I'm just... Nord is not a word I'm familiar with. Fanord is a word that I'm very familiar with.
What's a Fanord?
What's a Fanord?
Don't tell Craig.
Okay. I know fjords. That's a word.
Never moving on.
Yeah, that's true.
Skippy KGT, this is actually a question or a comment for Craig. He said he hasn't listened to the show yet, but Carnage is back, baby. Can't wait to hear from Craig next week about his Carnage Medusa Fantastic Adventures.
I just told you, it's amazing.
Yeah, I know, but the listener comments come after you said that, so I had to bring it up.
I mean, it was at one point I started playing Simulator. I was like number 3 on the planet in Simulator. Like, I was just cruising through Simulator with that team. It's awesome.
On the planet. I was the 3rd best simulator of all time.
My favorite is when I finished like a match and my, I think my Carnage, you know, like I finished a match and Carnage had like 19,000 hit points. But actually when I got out of the match, he had 348 because it was all temp. He had 19,000 temporary hit points. It was awesome.
All right. Now I'm going to bring you down a bit.
Oh, Bruce.
Astro 4. Says, please tell me that Craig was kidding or being ironic about his effusive praise for the Spin Doctors.
No.
I was going to say.
Spin Doctors are awesome.
Did you hear how excited he got about that dumb song, Brandy?
I will kill you.
He says, if not, someone needs to tell him that no one admits to genuinely liking Spin Doctors.
Who doesn't like the Spin Doctors? I don't think I can handle this.
That's not even a
Howdy Day
Spin Doctor
in Metropolis.
Song. Oh, all right. I was like, where are you going? Is this a little bit Scamping Wrong?
I talked to my analyst. It's Jimmy Olsen Blues.
I gotcha.
He goes on to say that if you are going to admit that you like the Spin Doctors, you have to at least do so in a foreign country so that the cries of freak and mutant that are yelled at you will be in a language you don't understand.
I don't think you understand 90s pop music.
He then posted a follow-up and said, okay, this was meant to be a joke, but reading back over it, it sounds a bit harsh.
I suppose you also live in a world where the gin blossoms are no good. God.
In fairness to him, the gin blossoms are in fact no good.
Oh my god! I'm gonna kill you again.
No, I am solid. I'm firm on this one. I will give you the fact that the Spin Doctors were hit machines, and as far as 90s pop and or 90s alt-rock goes, I consider myself an aficionado, and I know that the Gin Blossoms were not good. I know
they were great.
I know that every morning when we were picking songs that would be played on the morning show, that my friend and longtime host Jared would always move the Gin Blossoms to the next hour, and he's like, "As long as I host this show, the Gin Blossoms will never be played on the station."
Love the Gin Blossoms. Man.
Craig, do you think it'd be all right if I could just crash here tonight?
You see, I'm in no shape for driving. In any way, I've got no place to go. And you know, it might not be that bad.
Oh, no, I'm done. Hold on, I gotta
get a
water.
The best I'd ever had. If I hadn't blown the whole thing years ago, I might not be alone. Tomorrow we can drive around this town and let the cops chase us around. The past is gone, but something might be found to take its place.
I'm okay with that. You are friends with all the cops.
Jealousy.
We'll probably get away with it.
That is true. I was just with them last night seeing Guardians of the Galaxy. And at the time, all right, maybe here's a flaw. At the time, I was kind of seeing a girl named Allison, so Allison Road was a big hit in my apartment at that time.
Oh, okay.
So
you're biased.
When we had parties and we're drinking, we'd play some Allison Road. All that good old underage drinking back in college days.
Hey, next, I have a question. Cthulhu
nice.
Asked, tangentially related, have we ever thought or considered recording, releasing our D&D game as a podcast? The answer to that is yes and no.
We did?
I considered it for about half a second.
Oh, you would not want to listen to it. No. Here's what happens. You come to a door, 45 minutes of dead air. Well, all right, it won't be dead air. It'll be four people going, "What do you want to do? I don't know. Is anyone going to check the door for traps? Do you want me to do that? I don't want to do that. All right, I'll check the door for traps. I rolled really poorly. I don't know if it's trapped. Can somebody else want to check the door for traps? Because, again, I think it's a flaw. I don't think we should get the roll for checking for traps. I think Ray should roll it and just not tell us. Because that way people don't keep making extraneous rolls for no reason, because that drives me crazy. One person has an idea about something and everyone rolls, even though it's not their idea. It hurts my brain.
And that would be the exciting part of the podcast.
The
rest of the podcast would be four people silently playing apps on their tablet while one person is doing something and one other person is taking a phone call from me explaining that you're in the middle of the game and you can't talk right now.
Man, there would be so much editing on that show. Woo!
Hey, he had another amusing thought. He said, we don't curse on our show, which he assumes is for the children's, yet we make references that people still alive today who served in World War II would not get.
I aim for the children's to be well-rounded, and they should go back and look up some histories.
No way. That is because Craig is, in fact, a Benjamin Button. And he is aging in reverse, so he has the oldest, worst references to everything, and just seems to be getting, you know, but it's like a double reverse Benjamin Button. He went from being an old man to a middle-aged man, and now he's going back to being an old man. He got, like, the crap half of Benjamin Button. But, yeah, that's kind of our jam.
Next, from FAHQ 1977, he said that he loved Ian's comments on vaulting. He said his read was that MPQ, like most progression games, has a curve. Curve can be shrunk, and everyone gets fewer resources or expanded, and everyone gets more resources. But if you selectively push up the curve, you must necessarily cause the curve to go down in other places. Works for character balancing, too, but that's a whole other argument. And Chloe also said, "Yay, go Ian."
Thanks.
Well, there you go.
That was succinct, and I enjoyed both of those. Well, let's see if I can reach around and give myself a little pat on the back.
Tony the Foot. Yeah, that's not true. His name is Tony
Jessica
Foot.
Parker.
Right.
Firstly, he wanted to express his disappointment that not one but all of us seem to know Sex and the City so intimately. I'd like to correct that. No, I'm out.
Yeah, Ray does not.
Sorry, yeah. I got to plead guilty to that. I have seen every episode of that show.
But he did ask if the three of us get together with a tub of Ben and Jerry's every Friday and complain about how your men are treating you.
Sorry, no dairy.
Yeah, there you go. I, too, don't care for the dairy so much. Does not do. That's been a nightmare recently because it's been Frappuccino happy hour at Starbucks, so I've gotten a Frappuccino every day since the 5th, and oh my god, it's just wrecking my bowels. Absolutely every day, just...
So speaking of like Frappuccino things, right? So I'm down at Sheetz today.
Yes.
And I'm ordering some food, you know, a good MTO.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting on the shelf there are some big, like, white generic black and white bags, which are labeled neutral frap base. I'm like, I don't know what goes into that, but I'm not sure I ever want one of those ever again. It comes in bags of neutral frap base.
Yeah.
I'm not even touching that one. he also said, this is Tony Foote again, that he rarely agrees with our assessment of the game, but he said that he's slowly being won over by vaulting. He thinks that the power creep on the new 4 stars is helping him forget about the older ones, and basically he has a pretty decent article, a couple paragraphs on how it's helping him get all the latest 4 stars, so yeah, it's taking his mind off the fact that he's not getting the older 4 stars. But
it's totally real good at getting you lots of covers for the new ones.
He also asked, he says he's not great on names to voices on the podcast, but someone mentioned Comixology.
Yeah, that's me.
And he said that he's looking for a yearly sub for his son, who's soon to be 8 years old, mm-hmm. and he was wondering if he should choose Marvel Unlimited sub or Comixology. I'm not sure that I'm comfortable answering that question. However,
now you don't have to. The Marvel comics have just been added to Comixology.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So you can feel free to sign up and give more hard-earned money to Amazon and let them dominate the world like they're gonna. Because Comixology is an Amazon product.
There's really no point in not doing that. I mean, it's happening anyway, so.
Yeah. And I love the Amazons.
He also asked if we could recommend any podcast to listen to because his son is, again, so much into Marvel. But before we answer that, Chloe, Storm of Fire, and also Cactus Jack already answered that. So if you were, I didn't really want to plug other podcasts, but hey, if you're looking for Marvel podcasts, you can go to the D3 forums and check out their responses.
Or you could head over to Longbox Heroes.
Yeah, that's what Cactus Jack said.
Now, in full disclosure, they are more DC biased than I. I've always been more of a Marvel person. They're more of DC people. So if you're looking for just talk of Marvel, you will have to sift through a bunch of DC stuff. Otherwise, there's This Week in Marvel, the official Marvel podcast.
Oh, that is true.
It's, I don't know if it's good for kids. It's got a lot of, you know, movie stuff, some marketing stuff, some... It's not really just about comics.
It's for the advanced comic fan.
Yeah.
So I'm moving on. Jeff Cascadian said, thank you, Ian, for your words of logic and wisdom about vaulting. He also said, I've always...
In the times of trouble, Mother Mary says to me,
what?
Speaking words of wisdom.
Oh.
E-N-G. E-N-G.
Nice.
E-N-G. E-N-G. Oh, E-N-G. Speaking words of wisdom. E-N-G.
They're always so long. Why are they so long?
You have to get through the whole chorus.
Oh, you do not.
Jeff also said he's always heard the feature character of the week intro as Pigs in Space, and he thought we were doing that on purpose.
I'm just happy that you remember Pigs in Space.
Shard Attack asked if I ever confirmed that we indeed fixed the lost Perondiac episode because he could never download it. I just did today, actually, so we'll see how it goes. Although at this point, I don't think I'm going to turn it off anyway. So, hey, go download that episode. It's episode number 40. It should be available for download again.
Oh, that was the Korean one? Or
that's the one that was being downloaded by someone in China.
Yeah.
Over and over and over and 7,000 times. He also has managed, he said that I do agree with you guys that the people on the forums can be very melodramatic, but it's interesting to hear that D3 takes player reactions into account. Revising Carnage again, the Scarlet Witch War Machine team up thing. So, yeah, I think that was one of the points that we made is that, you know, they do listen and they take everything into consideration, so. But he had a question.
What is
the longest wave fight that you would be willing to undertake, assuming that enemies get higher levels with each passing level?
I think we've talked about this before. I would really like one that has no end, just to see how far you can get.
Yeah, we talked about it starting with, like, one-star characters, going through all of them.
Yeah.
Then 2 stars and 3 stars and 4 and you'll never get past the 4 stars, but...
Boy, I don't know. Carnage, Medusa, and Fantastic really can generate the healing when they get going.
That is true.
You might be able to run yourself all the way through, right up until, you know, the level, like, 600, you know, 5 stars show up and just mash you to a pulp in single attacks.
Wasn't that when we were talking to the guys at Demiurge that we mentioned that?
Yeah, I think they weren't super keen on that.
Yeah, not entirely, no.
No, they did not like the Endless Wave. I guess, I don't know, on a regular basis or on, you know, like a one-shot deal? I'm not sure, but...
Well, he says Undertake, so I'm thinking a more one-shot or special event kind of thing.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, bring it on. I would try something enormous.
The problem would be you need to take into consideration the fact that you're going to be playing one match for a very long time, so you're not going to be getting rewards. So however far you get, you need to, you know, have right. some sort of reward build up for that.
Yeah,
it's problematic to code, I think. But
how about 12?
How about a baker's dozen?
Yeah, I could go for quite a fight. Maybe 20? I don't know. Are we talking goons or are we talking like characters?
Yeah, I don't know. But that'd be mixed in. But yeah, if I only said 12
goons,
because
then you're just going to throw 5-star strange into it and just win instantly.
Yeah, I gotta say, 2 parts. One, I would do because every time I did the Deadpool daily, I think that, you know, if that big enchilada was twice as hard, I would still be entertained. Although
well,
I don't
like the old version.
Oh yeah, but I mean, if it was all at once, like the new version, which I also enjoy much better. But yeah, I gotta say, every time I play with 5-star Doctor Strange, and I'm sad to say this, whenever he uses his Flames of the Faultine, in my head is you singing Goonbusters to the tune of Ghostbusters.
Yeah, who are you gonna call? Goonbuster.
Yeah, don't worry, it's already there. No need to reinforce it.
I ain't afraid of no goons.
That is the mailbag is empty. That is all I
Holy
have.
Smokes. Thanks, Willy Lumpkin. Let's see him now. What time is it?
Oh my god, it's I hope everybody's sitting down time. This featured character of the week.
Week. Who we got?
Oh, it is gonna be a potential poo show this week because so many switching powers, and I don't know if my information is up to date, and I've got it on multiple spreadsheets. This is going to be terrible. Just terrible. So let's see. None other than the world-famous, recently depowered Old Man Logan.
Good movie, though.
I hear good things. I hope to see that someday. So let's see what I got. I'm going to hop back and forth in between these two files that I have created in hopes that the combination of the two of them will give me the correct information to give to you out in listener land. All right. I got no background for you. He's Logan.
Yeah, it's Wolverine. Come on.
Yeah. He accidentally killed everyone.
He doesn't know his own background anyway.
What? He accidentally killed everybody because he's easily manipulated. And then he went back in time to unkill everybody.
He's
whatever.
He's crazy, and then he's not crazy.
He's so old.
He's got
so,
no memories. He's,
right.
Yeah, he's 200 years old, you know.
So it's a yellow, red, black situation. Living legend. It costs 9 black AP. It creates 4... Whoa, this is not what we discussed earlier, but I'm just going to read it anyway. Creates 4 strength, 645 black strike tiles, and then ends the turn?
What?
That's what this... This can't be right, because then it changes. Why? It must be a typo.
It does end your turn, and then... Yeah.
No, that seems like too many strike tiles, and... Oh, that's the max. All right, unlike every other featured character of the week that I've read you, the very first line in this information that I have is what he does at level 5 at level 450.
Oh, yeah, from their post on... yes, that is correct. Yes.
All right, I'm sorry. So, for 9 black AP, he creates 2 strength 140 strike tiles. If your team has 12 or more yellow AP, replace all of Wolverine's powers with new powers. The number of strike tiles increases, and the strength of the strike tiles then increases, hopefully one day doing 4 strength 645 strike tiles. Ah, die hard. Nope, Nope, that can't be right, because that's a yellow power. Let me go back to my other worksheet and see what Old Habits does or did.
I'm just going to step in here and say, if anybody has a full description of his current powers, I'd like to see it, because I have spent way too much time looking for this. Anyway.
So here's, if there are, let me look. This might tell me if there were any changes, because this is the change sheet. Ah, here we go. Old Habits. This is, what? God darn it, it is as bad as I thought.
Yeah.
Still sharp. That's the other half of his black AP power.
Yes, it is.
All right, so, see. Funny. Yeah, it's not that funny. It makes me feel sad on the inside. It costs 7 black AP. It deals 2,471 damage, destroys 2 friendly special tiles, and deals 668 damage per tile. All, you know, components of that increase as he levels up, and then hopefully one day he will do 13,747 damage, destroying 4 friendly special tiles, dealing 3,716 per tile.
That's a lot of damage.
That is a lot of damage.
Not near what it used to be. I just have the old information up, and I'm going, oh, okay, now I see what they did.
All right, so then he's got some, see if there were any other changes. He's got some yellow AP abilities. One of them is Die Hard?
Yeah.
Seems to be passive.
The power, the yellow one?
Yeah, well, I think he's got 2 yellow powers. The first one is Die Hard. It's passive. At the start of his turn, Wolverine restores 193 health for each other member of the team still in the fight. This increases all the way up to 1,400 health. His other yellow AP ability looks to be Old Habits. It's cost 6 yellow AP, and Wolverine deals 363 damage and an additional 176 damage per enemy still in the fight. And this is AoE damage, in case I was unclear about that. Eventually, he will do 2,602 AoE damage plus 1,275 damage per remaining enemy. And then then he loses the ability to use a computer. He's got some red AP abilities. It says there's been no change to Reluctant Hero. So let me read you what I have on my old sheet. It's also passive. When an ally fires a power, if there are fewer than 5 friendly strike tiles, Logan loses 725 health and creates 2 strength 78 strike tiles. As the power increases in levels, the amount of health he loses decreases and the strike tiles get better. Eventually, he will lose 3,148 health and create 2 strength 493 red strike tiles. All right, now back to the newer sheet. Let's see if finish the fight has changed in some way.
I didn't think they changed the red. I don't know. I just got a red one, so I have no idea.
It doesn't. This sheet with changes on it does not say anything about finish the fight. So I'm going to read you what I have, and if it is inaccurate, as always, I half-heartedly apologize. Let's see. It costs 8 red AP. It deals 2,176 damage. If Wolverine has less than 40% of his health, it deals an additional 1,813. And, you know, the damage goes up, the bonus damage goes up, and the amount of health percentage goes up. So, 13,537 damage plus 12,490 damage if he is under 60% of his health. That's good times. That's a lot of damage.
Yeah, I still think he does a ton of damage.
He seems to. Again, seems that things have been significantly reduced, but he seems fine. I don't even know. I'm not even going to start on how to spec him out. For the longest time, yellow was the power to have, but I don't know anymore. I don't know now that he's been retooled, and I was confused by my reading of the feature character of the week, so I gained almost no knowledge from that. It was just sloppy. It was just bad podcasting. And I apologize to both of you and all of our listeners. But let's say yellow is probably still important. That seems nice. So we'll make that a 5. And his black powers both seem nice. So we'll make both of those a 5. And we'll make red a 3.
Yeah, I have no idea how I would build him at this point. And I'm pretty sure that the information on the internet as to how people vote is old.
Sure. So next week, you know, tell me how you built him, how you would recommend him being built, how many of you out there were outraged and sold him and got things from the No More Guns store.
I'm really curious how many people did that.
Me too.
Because I can't imagine. I mean, I suppose I can't imagine I sold Invisible Woman, but it's not the same ballpark.
Right. You got any meatbag input there, Craig?
I don't know. I think nowadays I'd probably do it 5-3-5. I think the yellow nerf now makes it not his best thing.
Cool. I support that build as well.
Well, what, they reduced the number a little bit, and it's for each other
ally
member? Yeah.
So when he's by himself, he heals no more.
Right.
So as before, he could just stand there and even tank by himself.
Right.
So he's not nearly as good.
Yeah, boo for yellow.
And congrats to the Pens.
They won?
They beat the dirty, dirty Capitals 2-0.
Set game.
Get in the fast lane,
one?
Grandma. The bingo game is ready to roll.
I don't know what that was, but I was asking you what game it was in the series.
That was the deciding game.
Oh, hooray!
The Pens now go on to face Ottawa in the next round.
Oh, okay. They seem nice. I hope either one of those teams wins. So there you have it. The featured character of the week, Old Man Logan. A very complex, dual-natured character. With many confusing
man
abilities.
Logan.
where do you guys have him? I'm curious.
Logan.
We're not to that point in the show yet. I'm sorry. wait even longer. Let me fire up my game while Craig sings you Old Man Logan. And I'll try to get you some more timely information.
I have him at 1-2-2.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I have him at 3-0-1. I have yet to get the yellow.
If I remember correctly, I have him at 1 yellow and 1 black.
Hmm. No, like I said, I was just curious. So, Craig's, you're just definitely usable.
I never have, but yeah, I suppose. I have never one time taken him into a fight. The only 5-star I ever really use is Bruce Banner, just because I enjoy him.
Yeah.
He's not even remotely close to the one I have the most covers for, but he's the one I enjoy the most.
Yeah, not having the other guy makes me just kind of hulk out a little, you know.
So. Yeah.
I mean, what's my most? I think Iron Man's my highest. He's got 9 covers.
Ooh.
And Thanos has 8.
Ooh.
But I never use either one of them.
Oh, you're missing out. Thanos is dope.
And I'm still missing that Natasha Romanoff. Still.
Yeah, I don't get that. I have her at 214.
Ugh, I just want one, just to like have all the characters.
Hang in there. Today's your day.
All right, moving on. What you got in the vine, kids?
Oh, I have some things on my vine. I usually only have one thing on my vine. I was just being sloppy. So the only thing I will have on my vine here after these next 45 seconds will be a purple Cloak and Dagger.
Take it that's your first cover?
It is. It's my first cover, and I have yet to generate the hero points I need to roster them.
Right.
Because the Taco Vaults, the last two Taco Vaults have been, if the 2 4-star characters are not something I'm interested in, I just don't open tokens and save it for the next loop around. So that happened. Last time it was, you know, I forget who was the character that in the... Oh, it was Thing. So I was totally unmotivated. And then the other person I had, you know, that color at a 5. And it's the same situation here. I already have Sue's Green at a 5. And I don't want another Gwenpool, so I'm not going to open any tokens.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mine's a mess.
Okay.
I get a blue Cho, another red Riri, a red Cyclops, a purple Gwenpool, 2 black Mordos, and some 2-star torches and Captain Marvels that I don't have the ISO to re-champion them at the moment to get that going.
That's a whole lot of unused covers.
Yeah, it is.
It's a disaster.
Yeah.
I have Rai Rai completely covered. I just don't have enough ISO to champion her. I have her at 355. But I just don't have the, whatever we ended up saying it was, 380,000 whatever ISO to.
Yeah.
To get her from level 70 all the way up.
Yeah, I have to say, I'm in the same boat. I'm just ISO farming at this point as well. I have a Rai Rai Will.i.am's as well. I have her at 525, so I just need that red. But, yeah, I got a blue.
Red? I got those pouring out my ears.
Yeah. but I did get a 14th cover for Miles. So I'm just waiting to get ISO to champion him.
Nice. I gotta say, you know, not to, you know, try to rub salt in the wounds, but I am for once temporarily ISO flush. I'm well over 1 million at this point.
Oh my god. That would be amazing.
Yeah, I know.
If you remember several episodes back, I said I hit a million. Mm-hmm. I have since championed Wasp, Medusa, and someone else that I don't... Oh, Gwenpool. So mm-hmm. that million went away real quick.
Yeah, I bet. I have no doubt. I am in my search to see where good old Carnage is, and he's at a 310.
Mm.
I am looking at a small collection of 3 stars that I have not bothered to champion yet. And, you know, that are all at max covers. I just feel like I would rather have a million ISO than a championed Psylocke. So sure. I am just going to sit on this ISO until, because like I've said the last couple episodes, I'm almost, you know, fully back in, and I've been playing, and I opened a lot more covers since last show than I ever have. So next segment, I'll be able to mention like 3 or 4 things.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ray, did you do your vine? Did I completely zone out?
You did, and he did.
Holy smokes. All right.
Wait, did he?
Yes.
Good.
See, you didn't know either.
Miles?
I thought he told me he just said about Miles and Riri Williams as well, and he just doesn't have enough.
Well, he championed those people. That doesn't mean they're...
No. He does not. He can't champion Miles because he's waiting on ISO, and he needs one more Riri cover to get the 13.
See, Ian was paying attention. And yeah, that's all I got.
Okay. Anything special this week? I got a back in black Spidey from my daily,
Oh, that's a good day. Yeah.
Thing. So that was nice.
What was that? The web Taekwondo? The blue one?
I don't remember. I will check for you in 1 second once I open
I got, another Thanos 5-star cover. So he is at a whopping 111.
Nice.
It's in the poop house.
He is in the poop house. I got a Spider Woman that I could use. I got that Cloak and Dagger we just talked about. Someone else got a Quake out of my bonus hero. And there was someone else current that I got as well, and I just slipped my mind. Yeah, I was in a cover opening mood. Oh, I got another Mordo. That's what it was. So I have him at a 003.
You get weird with the Mordo covers.
Yeah. I don't want any boots or any sticks.
Yeah, I had to sell my Mordo cover that I had on the vine last week. I couldn't do anything with it.
Yeah, that's where I'm afraid I'm going to end up with mine at, is the 2 of them I got going.
Oh, and I got a couple of the 3-star Hawkeye covers, because I need them. They weren't thrilling, but, you know, it was as exciting as a 3-star cover could be.
My reward of the week was a progression reward. I got the new 4-star Rocket and Groot so that I can participate in that one pin in the current event.
Nice.
Yep. I got that one, and I'm 119 points away from getting the progression one here.
Oh, the progression one is the only one that I got.
Oh, no, I got the placement one from the last event.
Wow, no. Good job.
Yeah, for some reason this last weekend, I completely just did not have the energy to pick up the game, so.
Yeah, well, like I said, I was at the movies all last night, so I didn't play at all last night, so I'm clearly not going to hit top progression in Thick as Thieves.
Sure.
As long as I get the Rocket and Groot cover tomorrow, I'll be happy. See, Ian, that was... Yes, it was the blue Spider-Man.
That makes sense.
Which got him to 313.
Wow.
I really wish I had more well-aimed Toyotas, but I only got one of those. Who wants to open some stuffs? Brought to you by this guy! Who knew he had a beer?
Yeah, now in beer form.
So, go out, everybody, get yourself a this guy beer.
You know, if you don't even know, it might be awful.
I can guarantee it's awful because it's an IPA.
A double IPA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have 5 tokens. I plan on opening some.
I got 8. I plan on opening 1.
I was going to say, I have a smaller amount, so maybe I'll hop in here first. And I want to close my eyes and wish for a Natasha Romanoff 5-star for Craig. So let me give Hawkeye a good old-fashioned eye-poking and see what I come up with. Hopefully it's another Power Man cover. Oh, it's a Medusa cover.
Ooh.
Hair metal.
Love her.
That might be my first. Now I might have something else stuck on my vine. This is going to bum me out. And by bum me out, I mean not really bum me out at all.
Who is your other one?
Cloak and Dagger.
Oh, yeah.
They're both purple. All it means is I'm at 895 hero points. All it means is I'm going to get enough hero points within the next 7 days to roster at least one of them. And then I'm going to delete Gwenpool and roster the other one.
Sure. See, the plan is working out.
Exactly. Exactly. So I spent it on a slot like I should have because I was having a dangerously high amount of hero points that week. And I almost was tempted to spend it on a hero for hire cover. But it's all working out now.
Sure. So I'm going to go ahead and go because, yeah, I've changed my mind. I don't have any ISO. I'm just going to open one.
That's what I'm doing. Yeah. I'm opening one. I got no ISO.
All right. I got a plot armor and Gwenpool. And like I said, she's already eaten up all my ISO, so now I can just plunk that right in.
All right.
All right. I'm going to hit my good buddy Cliff here.
I also
Cliff disappoints me.
I also have 390 command points.
Gave me a stupid fourth turn. Oh, luckily, though, it is yet another hair metal.
Nice.
So that will give my Medusa another level, bringing her up to 274.
And I have more latest legends than I'm used to. So to make up for both of your lies and my flushness of ISO, I'm going to go ahead and open up a second cover.
Do it, Doug.
Yeah, nice job, dude. Going to poke Cliff here in the other eye and see what happens. It is... Oh, a re-recover.
Right,
remote
will I am.
Control gauntlets. Wonder if I have her on my roster. This is someone else. Oh, I do. Oh, good. Okay, no peril there. Now she's at a whopping 110.
So there we go. Thank you. Shout out to, as always, this guy. Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
Do you do the two thumbs pointing at yourself thing every time you say this guy?
I do. Because I can't help myself.
I understand. It can't be helped. I don't even say it, and I point at myself with both my thumbs when you say, this guy. My thumbs just retract inward. So this and many other great shows are part of a network of podcasts, if you will. If you were to go to Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com, you could find out information about a plethora of fantastic shows to fill at least some of your podcasting needs. So please go out and either you can follow a direct link from our webpage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or, like I said, soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com. There, I don't know, again, how many shows we've gained since the last time I plugged this network, but I would go check some of them out, especially the latest episode of Profane Arguments, by far our best episode to date. So that's Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
I think that's the show's run way too long as it is. Let's wrap this up. As always, thank you for joining us. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com, wherever you get your podcasts, comments, suggestions, hate mail, love mail, all the same. You can get to us at our webpage on the Discuss feature, or you can send us an email. Our links are on there. Get to us via Twitter, or on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, or on the D3 forums. You will find our show posted in those places. If you want to throw us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner, top of our website. You buy something, costs you nothing, we get some pennies. It's good times for us. Or you can show off your Puzzle Warrior swag. Go over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy something for yourselves. Or for Mom. It's Mom's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom totally wants some soon-to-be-named network or Puzzle Warriors 3 merchandise.
Undoubtedly true.
I mean, come on. So that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, even with unlimited power, you can still fall for a douche.
All right. I was going to complain about your clue for this week. I completely forgot about that.
I knew there was something on my to-do list.
All right. Good night.
Oh, bye, friends. My only concern is that I never knew what Logan did and what he does now, so I don't know if my information is current.
You don't have it,
do I do have it.
But then just push one of them to read.
That's hard.
Look at the power, though.
Nope, I'm just reading what I have written, and if it's wrong, we'll have more things in the mailbag next week. Do you have your game open?
Yes.
Do you have him?
Yeah.
Can you look, and I'll tell you what I have written, and you can tell me if it's accurate, and then I'll...
All right, so Living Legend.
All right, hold on. Let me go. Living Legend. Creates 2 strength, 272 black tiles at the end of the turn. If the team has 12 or more yellow AP, replace all Wolverine's powers with new powers.
Mine isn't that good, but is that probably at max level?
No, that's the opening sentence.
All right, so mine is for 9 black.
Yeah?
Create 2 strength, 140 black strike tiles. If your team has 12 or more yellow, replace all Wolverine's powers with new powers. That's at 1. At power level 5, it's 4 strength, 161s.
Yep, yours is correct. Mine is old.
Okay. Die Hard with a Vengeance is the yellow.
Still Sharp is not on there? Oh, because that's the alternate.
Yes, they didn't fix him yet, so I don't have the alternates.
Ah, why'd you pick this stupid character, Craig? I blame you suddenly. Die Hard. Wolverine restores 219 health.
No, mine at level 1 is 193 for each other team member. Because remember, he doesn't count himself anymore.
Okay, right.
And at level 5, it is 347 for each other team member.
Yep.
It's a whole lot less than it used to be.
Yep. Hold on, nope, I'm good. I can bring this back up and actually just make the changes when you tell me.
Well, here, I just sent it to you in the chat window.
Oh, no, not a chat window. Oh, not easy internet.
If you scroll down to Old Man Meatbag, yeah, that's got all the stuff.
This Old Man Logan thing has sent me for a loop.
Yeah, well, the fact that the wiki hasn't been updated.
Wiki.
Maybe he's one of the angry dudes who stopped playing the game, so he just stopped updating the wiki.
Did it all for the wiki.
Mm-hmm.
The wiki. Push the button, Frank.